Joseph?
Yes, Miss Kelly, this is the floor supervisor, Joseph.
I am so sorry. I'm dropping. I can't understand why it's dropping, so it's because it's an important.
I understand. No worries. I just need to verify, do you want to, are you able to pull over? That way you can talk better?
No, I have no spot to pull over up here.
Okay, well, if you get disconnected again, I'll just call you back. I'm so sorry about that, ma'am. So what I was trying to verify is there any dispute or block that is going to prevent the fraud claim I'm going to file for these charges for you today?
No.
Okay. And then I also need to let you know whenever we file anything as fraud, we will go ahead and contact the local authorities, provide them with the IP address on the account for them to go ahead and verify the owner of the device that was used when the order was placed online. They will also verify the location of where the order took place when it was placed online. Would you like me to proceed forward with this fraud claim?
Yes, I did not order anything, so I'm trying to figure out how something was ordered. Are you there?
I'm here, ma'am. I'm listening. Well, I will be happy to get that filed as fraud.
Okay. Now, when does the 7306 go back in my account?
So I'll be filing it as fraud today, ma'am. That will allow me to address all those charges for you. Give me a moment while I get that filed as fraud. And I'll be having your refund confirmation numbers for you as well. So please just stay on the line. Again, if we get disconnected, I will call you back. No worries, okay?
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you.
No, you're fine, ma'am. It's my pleasure. I will need to provide you when I'm finished in just a few moments with confirmation numbers. So if you have a piece of paper or pencil, you may want to get that out, because I will have things to provide you to write down.
I've got pen and paper ready.
Okay, just letting you know, no worries. How's the weather where you're at? Is it good, nice weather?
It's 40 degrees outside.
Ooh, it's cold, okay.
Yeah, well, it warmed up 10 degrees. It was 30 degrees an hour ago.
I understand. That's in California?
Yep.
Oh, goodness.
In the foothills.
So do you live like in Northern California or in the closer to San Diego area?
No, closer to Northern.
Gotcha. Okay,
right in the middle.
Gotcha. Then that makes a little more sense.
Yeah.
Y'all get the good weather.
I'm up in gold country, so.
Gotcha. That makes more sense. Y'all get good weather. The southern part gets all the rain, all the heat and wind and little rain and little cool. It's always tropical down there. Sometimes a little too much, unfortunately, for them. Okay.
Yeah, so we get a little bit of everything up here.
That's good. You get seasons then. Okay. So I've got that handled for you. It's been filed as fraud. I'm just working on the refunds now for you.
I honestly thought it was a charge from Amazon, because I was like, what did I order from Amazon? I'm like, I didn't order anything from it, because I have an Amazon card. So everything goes on my Amazon card. And I'm like, that can't be Amazon. I'm like, it would go on my Amazon card. Like, so I'm researching my orders, and I'm like, no, it says Amazon card, Amazon card, Amazon card. I'm like, what the... That's why whenever I go, what company charged me? I said, because if I ordered something, I need to know. You know, and I didn't order anything from anything but Amazon. So I was like, you know, and she goes, well, we represent like all kinds of companies.
It was like, with the discount savings store, like, is who the company you had this order had been placed through.
That's what she said, and I was like, I don't even know. I haven't even heard of a factory direct savings club.
You're fine, ma'am. I'm getting it filed as fraud. I recommend to not save your card information to your e-wallet. Sometimes that can be
That's what somebody else was telling me.
Yeah.
That because I have noticed that they say occasionally that my email has been on the dark web or something like that.
You know, I would not save your card information to your e-wallet. It makes it...
Okay.
Even though it makes it easier for you, it also makes it easier to
hacked.
So I wouldn't...
Like that stuff, so.
Yeah.
And
that
I
is one way you can protect your...
I did a new phone update in the beginning of December, and I swear I've had more problems with my phone and my bank and everything, like,
I'd usually personally give it a couple months until it actually tries to push it through, on its own, just because, you know, sometimes they can have bugs when it first comes out. Even though it's supposed to be updating, it can still have bugs.
Yeah, I don't like this new technology crap.
I understand.
I'm not tech savvy, so I don't, you know, somebody goes, oh no, you go into your phone and you go in here and you go in here and you go in here. And I'm like, okay,
but...
you lost me after you said right. Go in here the second time. Like,
do I look like I understand that, what you're saying?
I used to work retail, and we would call for tech support, and they would say, okay, so you need to go upstairs, and you need to do the, and I'm like, I'm not a technician. Why are they not just sending a technician out? Like, if I knew how to work on computers, you guys would be paying me way more money. Like,
Yeah, I completely understand.
I know how to reboot, shut the power off, and turn it back on. That's how I reboot.
Right. No, you're right. I completely, I'm the same way. I'm like, if we have any tech issues, I'm like, hello, tell me what to do. Yeah, I'm not going to understand it, but you can try, or you can just, you know, help me resolve the issue, because we've had issues where our servers have crashed.
Your megahertz and your gigabytes and your... And I'm like, okay, those are foreign languages words to me. Like,
that I understand. I know that's referencing
see, that I do not.
Internet speed. That I understand.
So,
but like, if they're like, you need to go here to reset, I'm like, huh? Walk me through that, please.
I don't understand the storage or anything. Like,
yeah, I understand enough to use the device, but you know, if something goes wrong and you know, at more than what base knowledge I have, I'm just like, okay, yeah, help here. I want help. No, you're good, ma'am. So I've got the account filed as fraud, and I've got those refunds issued for you. I have confirmation numbers when you're ready, ma'am.
Okay, let me
take your time, ma'am.
Pull right into here. And okay, go ahead.
First refund amount will be for the $5.74. You'll be getting back a full refund of $5.74, and that confirmation number is 785-32-93496.
785-32-93496. Correct.
Okay. Okay, your next amount you'll be getting back will be for the $67.32 charge. That is a full refund on that. $67.32 in that confirmation number will be 786-238-529.
786-238-529.
Correct.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can do for you today, ma'am?
No, I appreciate your help, Joseph. And I hope you guys have a great holiday. I just feel bad that you're in the middle. You got stuck with the middle person.
No, you're fine, ma'am.
I appreciate you helping me resolve this.
You're welcome, ma'am. It's my pleasure. You have a very wonderful day. You stay safe, okay?
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.